Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Newsmakers podcast. This is Samantha Sine, Products and Education Editor of the ACHR News. Today, we are sitting down with Malcolm Persaud, Senior Manager, Product and Market Development, Panasonic Air Conditioning Group. In this podcast, Malcolm will discuss what the company's Econavi air conditioner technology is, what the product does that sets it apart, the benefits of the two intelligent sensors, and more. Can you begin by telling our listeners who you are and what your position is at Panasonic?
Hi, good morning, listeners. My name is Malcolm Persaud. I am actually the product manager for commercial products for Panasonic, and a part of my job is also developing new products for the U.S. market.
Excellent. Today, let's discuss the Econavi technology that makes this air conditioner different than your typical AC unit. Can you talk a little bit about that for us?
We use electronic intelligent, actually, sensors to detect in a room whether the room is occupied, whether the room has high activity or low activity, and also where the activity is in the room. So these sensors actually allows us the ability to set back the temperature in the event that no one is in the room. So when you, for instance, put in a set point, and let's assume that the set point is 74 degrees Fahrenheit in the cooling mode, what happens if the room is unoccupied for 20 minutes? The system will set it back to 76, and after an hour, it goes to 78. That, in turn, because of the unoccupied zone, will save energy because we're setting the temperature back. And as soon as somebody walks into the room, the system will detect an actual occupied occurrence and therefore go back to the set point of 74. So in real terms, the unoccupied occupied is auto setback. It sets back automatically when the room is unoccupied. And there's another also activity sensor that actually allows the system to react to activity in the room. For instance, in a residential environment, you may go into a room and you may have a treadmill. So you get onto the treadmill, you start to operate the treadmill, and there's some high activity. The system senses that activity and increases the output to neutralize the rate, the actual gentle rise in temperatures, the activity increases. So it's all about comfort. It's all about maintaining the comfort dynamically as the activity changes.
That's great.
And then the final portion is of the sensing technology of Econavi is that, let's say, for instance, you're in the room and you're just sitting in on a chair reading a book. That's a low activity capability. So what happens then is the system will just gently change the output capacity of the unit. So instead of running at full capacity, it throttles it back to run at maybe half, maybe 40% or 60%, depending on what it needs to keep the room or that environment comfortable in a low activity environment. So it's constantly reacting to any dynamic change in the room almost immediately, or in most cases within 20 minutes of an activity or non-activity actually occurring.
That's pretty amazing. Can you discuss the two intelligent sensors it contains?
Right, so we use two physical sensors. However, the what the sensor detects is really important. So the sensors, first of all, detect occupied or unoccupied, and that is based on activities. Either you have something in the room or something moving in the room, something has a signature of activity in the room, or not. And if it doesn't, within 20 minutes, it begins its setback process. And that's called absence detection. In the U.S., we refer to that as occupied or unoccupied. And then we have not a sensing capability from the sensors, that activity detection. So that would be activity, at, like I said earlier about the treadmill, and or sitting and reading a book. So there's low activity or high activity. That the system then responds to the output capacity of that indoor unit. So instead of running at 80% in high activity, it runs at 40% in low activity. So the change of capacity actually also indirectly is helping the energy consumption of the unit, because of the technology we have on the outdoor unit. We have an inverter compressor which modulates the output based on the needs internally. So that's number two. The third sensor is area search. So we have the sensor is capable of seeing 120 degrees from its point of where it's located. It also looks at approximately 22 feet distance from the sensor point. So it can tell where the activity is actually occurring. So if you're reading a book in the top right-hand corner of the room, we have the ability to move the airflow by vertical dampers. We could move the airflow to where you are located. So we could direct that airflow exactly where the occupancy is. And that is called area search. So we know where the activity is, or we know where the human position is, and that is where they're located in the room. So if you're sitting in a chair in the far right-hand corner, because of the 120-degree capability of seeing the room at 120 degrees and up to 22 feet away, we actually have a pinpoint position of where that human position is. Then we could direct the airflow with vertical diffusers exactly where the human activity is occurring.
That's great.
So that's called area search.
Wow.
So if I could just review the three things that EcoNavi does.
Sure.
Number one, absence detection. Number two is activity detection. And number three is the area search detection. So it looks at where the human activity is occurring.
That's great. And we've touched on this, but can you talk more on how the EcoNavi adjusts its cooling power automatically to save energy efficiently?
Yeah. So I'm glad you asked the question regarding cooling, because it's slightly different in heating. So if you don't mind, I could cover both of them.
Of course.
Let's just talk about in the cooling mode. So we're in the middle of the summer, and we are operating the system in cooling mode. So you have a set point which you've put into your thermostat, and the example I used earlier, in to remain consistent, we'll say it's 74 degrees.
Okay.
So we have the thermostat 74 degrees, and if there's no activity after 20 minutes, that thermostat will go to 76. After an hour, it will go to 78. And that is an hour of no activity, right? So the room is in really unoccupied.
Right.
Now, assuming that the room is occupied, it will go back to 74 degrees, which is the set point that you originally had set it for, and it will constantly maintain 74 degrees while the room is occupied. But let's assume for a residential occurrence that you are then using your treadmill. So your treadmill is creating high activity. The system actually ramps up capacity first.
Yeah.
Go to maintain the temperature at 74 degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, it will maintain 74 degrees. Now, it doesn't actually reduce the temperature. It maintains the temperature. But if there's more heat in the room, then it has to increase its capacity to maintain that 74 degrees. And then, of course, area search is if where is that activity located. So once we actually decide, or the system judges where the activity is located, it will then direct the airflow exactly to where the activity is located. Now, that's in a residential application. Let's assume that we have a commercial application for exactly those three capability of sensing, and that is activity, occupancy, and area search. Assuming that you had five people in separate offices going into a conference room, and they all had EcoNavi sensors in their offices and in the conference room, what will happen is the five offices will actually set back after 20 minutes, and after an hour, set back for 4 degrees. But what's happening in the conference room will change significantly, because now the conference room will actually increase activity. And the area search, because there's five people, will show that the full width of the airflow requirement is needed. And now it's actually throwing the air in all or five directions, and it's increasing the capacity because the five people are now in one room, right? And, of course, it's occupied, and the other five offices are unoccupied. So there's a distinct difference between, the commercial world and the residential world of EcoNavi. So I would just like to just make that point. Now, let's talk a little bit about the heating mode, because the heating mode is slightly different in its EcoNavi operation.
Okay.
So assuming now that your set point in heating mode is at 68 degrees, so what happens with occupied and unoccupied is that in the heating mode, we only auto set back an unoccupied 2 degrees. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And with activity, we only set back 2 degrees. So what happens is that if there's activity in a room that's generating heat, you don't need your system to be operating at full capacity anymore. So what we do with the system is change the set point 2 degrees. So this is the only time in the heating mode we will change the set point if there's activity. Because, for instance, in that commercial building that we actually put five people in a conference room, in the heating mode, there's a lot of body heat in that room. Now there's five body heat. So really, your set temperature can be adjusted downwards in order not to add extra heat into that room, because the fact that they're all in the same room, five bodies in the room, is actually producing some heat, and therefore we could set the temperature back in that room and really cover the difference in temperature that we have changed on the setback. So it automatically, it's generating that level of comfort that you haven't even thought about. And what we would have done in the past, we would have gone to the thermostat and changed the temperature set point because there's now five people in the room. Well, with EcoNavi in the heating mode, you don't have to do that. It will do it automatically. That is the significant difference between being in a heating mode and being in a cooling mode.
Wow, that's great. That's very interesting. How do the sensor's enhanced abilities make its technology unique in comparison to your typical AC technology?
So there's two real answers to that. So, one is the most important aspect that we have in the typical air conditioning today, and I'll start with a residential perspective, is that we have one thermostat in a building or a home that is usually located in the hallway, right?
Right.
And the sun may rise in the east and set in the west, as it usually does. So one part of the room at 8 a.m. in the morning, one part of that building is actually getting warmer, but it's not, that information is not being received by the thermostat, which is located in the hallway.
Right.
Okay, so one part of the room or the building is getting warmer, but it's not seen by the actual thermostat. So in a from a residential perspective, not until the thermostat sees the temperature rise, it is able to react.
Right.
With the actual EcoNavi, and if you have EcoNavi with single zones in each room of that residential, when the room heats up, the sensor will pick up the change in temperature and dynamically adjust that room temperature to ensure that it's comfortable when somebody walks in. So somebody enters the room, occupancy is detected, and therefore it goes to set point. If occupancy is not detected, then it will remain at the auto set back position, which is 4 degrees away from set point.
Wow, that's awesome.
So until that room is occupied, it is actually not going to activate.
Right.
So it's really, it's dynamically updating itself. And from a commercial perspective, in most cases, commercial buildings actually have individual zoned thermostats. And that will operate at only one temperature, and that is the set temperature. It will not automatically set back, and it will not automatically react to occupied or unoccupied, so it's running consistently. And so let me give you an example of a commercial environment that actually has a zoned thermostat but runs all day. So those folks that travel a lot, like myself, we spend some time in hotels, but if you went into the exercise room in a hotel and the thermostat is set at 72 degrees because it's an exercise room.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, it's very utilized. But during the day, that exercise room will remain at 72 degrees all day and wasting energy because nobody's using it because everybody else is at work.
Right.
So that exercise room is actually running at 72 degrees. Now, if you had an EcoNavi sensor in that room, it would be running at 78 degrees. So you would have had a 4-degree setback for the time which the room was not being used.
Wow.
So that, the real influence on using EcoNavi, which is dynamically changing its set point.
That's amazing. So how does the technology with EcoNavi compare to current learning thermostat technology?
So let's talk about the learning thermostat technology, which is currently really well utilized in the U.S. market.
Mm-hmm.
So a learning thermostat really uses historical information to generate the data set points for future use. So it takes information of previous behavior patterns and then use those behavior patterns in future to actually detect the use of a room.
Wow.
So that occurs as a latent effect. So it really happens in the future. If you change behavior from 1 week to the next, it is not so effective.
Right.
However, if you did the same thing every week, it's very effective.
Oh, yeah.
With EcoNavi, however, it doesn't really learn anything that you've done previously. What it does is say, what are you doing now?
Yeah.
So it's a dynamic usage of the technology. That intelligent sensor is saying, what's happening now? So it's what's happening Wednesday morning. Is the room occupied?
Right.
No, it's not. Is it been occupied for 20 minutes? If it has, I have counted down 20 minutes unoccupied. I've set back 2 degrees.
Right.
I then continue my count. Is it unoccupied for 1 hour? I've then set it back 4 degrees. In the winter, however, I only do that set back to 2 degrees. So if I'm in the heating mode, I will only set back to 2 degrees because it takes longer to warm up a space. Therefore, my setback is less dramatic.
Wow, that's a good point. It's a very good point. And finally, if anyone wants to learn more about the EcoNavi air conditioner technology or more about Panasonic in general, where should they turn?
Well, our website, us.panasonic.com/HVAC. And you will get, there's a host of information actually there.
Excellent. Malcolm Persaud, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Malcolm and learned a bit more about what Panasonic's EcoNavi air conditioner technology is, what the product does that sets it apart, the benefits of the intelligent sensors, and more. Thanks for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmakers series at www.achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.